Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. Our guest today is Mary Robertson, lead art instructor at the Pella Community Art Center. First off, Mary, just tell us kind of what you've got going on this summer for all ages.
We have several things going on this summer. The most popular item is the Arts in the Park. We meet four different times, and we bring the Art Center actually out to the different parks in town. Starts June 19th. At West Market Park in the morning, and then we go to June 26th, and that's at Rotary Park. And then July 4th, we are at Codwell Park, and there's also going to be fishing at the pond, and we'll have fishing poles, those kind of things. And then our last one is July 10th at South Park. And each day, it's from 9:30 till 11 o'clock. And we ask for a $2 donation per kid. So that's the main taking the art center out to the parks. That has always been a main feature for art center during the summers, just because it grabs, you know, the people out in the neighborhoods. So we make a big mess and we clean it up and we head back out. And then other than that, we have classes almost every day, from a toddler art class all the way up to, high school age. So we do things like we have, fort building. We have a fairy house class. We have baseball cap transformation class, stuffed creatures, a little bit of everything, a wide range of different, very focused classes. Typically, they last about an hour and a half, and then it goes from there. So the kids come in, make a fabulous creation, and then we send them home with their creations to play with them or whatever. Another favorite class that we have is Float Your Boat. So the kids come in, and we spend time making our fabulous creations out of our donated supplies that are hopefully buoyant. They're not always buoyant, but we sure try to make them, as floatable as possible. And then we take them up to the Mullen Grot and float them down the canal back and forth. So it's a lot of fun. We try to stay out of the canal, but we have had a couple kids unfortunately fall in. I think they did it on purpose, actually, but a lot of fun.
So you've kind of mentioned some age ranges. Who are you typically trying to get in here or pull in from the community when you're out and about?
Really, we hope to get all age ranges. Like I said, we have some toddler art classes, and the typical student is kindergarten through about eighth grade. After eighth grade, students get so involved with, jobs and sports and just kid stuff that it's harder to get those students to come in just because they're not available for time. So it's really that kindergarten through eighth grade, so about 14, 15, and then they start getting really busy with things. Now, we have started a new featured class. It's called Tuesday Night Special, and it's the first Tuesday of every month, and we have a focused class. So we've done ceramic bells, we've done yard markers for your garden, we're going to do another ceramics class, we're going to do little ceramic pendants and bowls. I can't remember what the other classes are right now, but I've got them. I've got a whole schedule on the city website that tells all the classes that we've planned out, and that's for high school and up. So I usually get a group of about six or so. Not always the same, group of people, but they come in and we just it's really relaxing and fun, and we just play. Basically, and that's at night. So that would be 7 to 9. I'm taking the month of June off, but then it's every month, July through July, basically. So,
and you mentioned there's a little bit of a dip off once you get past eighth grade, and it sounds like the numbers kind of drop drastically. Why is art so important to keep going as the kids are continuing to develop through the high school age and into young adults?
That's a great question. The biggest thing, and especially for our program, you know, in school they sit in a desk all day, and you know they have to do things in a certain way, and that's fabulous. We have a great school system, so I really appreciate that. What we allow the students to do is really explore what we have available, the medias, the supplies, and it's, we give them a jumping off point. But then, you know, let's say I have 15 students in class and we're going to make a stuffed creature. Each creature is individualized. They make their own pattern, their own creativity just flows out onto the paper, and then we translate that into an actual stuffed creature. So, you know, that I think it helps students translate what they have in their brain to make it onto, you know, a piece of paper and then into an actual product. So it helps them with that creativity and thinking with that dreaded outside of the box, you know, quote. It makes them think about different solutions and different ways to find a solution to problems, to your creativity, to even writing. You know, you have to, you can't copy what someone else has. You have to reword it in your own way. So I think with having this, the Art Center and keeping in the arts all the way through high school, it helps you come up with better solutions and more creative solutions and problem solve and think, you know, well, if I don't have XYZ to finish my project, well, I can use ABC instead and get the same results and maybe better results. So it really helps them think in more than one way. So it's going to help them with, you know, bullies out in the, you know, school system or out just at the park or wherever. And when they get into the workforce, you know, being able to relate with all different ages and with different backgrounds and different ideas, because that's a big thing anymore.
Very good. That was, again, Mary Robertson, lead art instructor here at the Pella Community Art Center. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorology and Forecast is next.